Following Friday's Houthi drone attack in Tel Aviv, the Houthis have claimed responsibility for a failed missile attack today, a day after the Israeli military bombed Yemen's port of Hodeidah. And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. BNSF is investigating after a train derailment in Franklin County. WIBW reports that the train carrying corn derailed early yesterday morning west of Ottawa. The Franklin County Sheriff's Office says a large amount of corn spilled in the derailment, but there were no injuries and no threat to the public. The cause of the derailment remains under investigation. It was the first of two derailments for the railroad this weekend. CBS News reports that another train derailed in Minnesota early yesterday morning, about 48 miles northwest of the Twin Cities. According to local law enforcement, about 15 rail cars were affected in that derailment, and it affected BNSF's main lines. No one was injured in the result of that derailment either. Technical difficulties brought a Worlds of Fun roller coaster to a halt yesterday. KCTV reports that the Mamba stopped unexpectedly, forcing riders to deboard. A Worlds of Fun spokesperson said the stoppage is a built-in safety feature to stop the ride if an unexpected condition occurs. Supervisors, maintenance personnel, electricians, and mechanics were sent to the roller coaster to diagnose the issue. And in sports, the Kansas City Royals defeated the Chicago White Sox 6-1 last night. This follows Friday's 7-1 win over the White Sox. They play their third in the series at 1:10 this afternoon at Kauffman Stadium.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Cigna Healthcare, a health benefits provider that advocates for better health through every stage of life. Learn more at Cigna.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
We've got cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, becoming partly sunny as the day goes on. Highs today around 81 degrees, light winds from the northwest. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow with highs in the low to mid 80s. It's 70 degrees and cloudy in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, oysters were once plentiful in New York Harbor, and scientists have been hoping to plant a billion of them to replenish the harbor. Just ahead, why they're falling short, really short. That story ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. There will be a full moon this evening, the perfect time for a story with witches, ghosts, and demons. This week on KPR Presents, we're kicking off our 2024 Kansas Notable Book Series with Red Rabbit, a spooky story from Alex Grecian.
I set out to write a Western about a community ostracizing somebody because she was different. I gradually realized there were supernatural elements in this, and I embraced them.
Alex Grecian joins us to talk about Red Rabbit. We'll also hear from Brian Dahldorf. His book, Words is a Powerful Thing, won this year's Hefner Heights Award for Literary Nonfiction. I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me for KPR Presents, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR 1.
Support for KPR comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com.
Partly cloudy, becoming partly sunny as the day goes on. Highs today around 81. It's 70 degrees in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from
NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence at 96.1 FM Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in American-made transitional and contemporary furniture lines, customizable to fit individual styles, online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com.
We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Sunday, including the Sunday Puzzle, coming up next with Will Shorts. No matter how you get the news of the day, in your car, at your office, at home, on the go, your support ensures KPR will always be your place for news about the things that matter to you, whether they happen around the world or down the street. You make a difference. Donate now at kansaspublicradio.org for news that matters.
Support for KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center, now accepting applications for a certified dietary manager. Details at fwhuston.com/careers.
Partly cloudy skies this morning with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today around 81 degrees. It's 70 in Lawrence, 69 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station. Information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's To the Best of Our Knowledge. That's straight ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me this evening for KPR Presents. We're kicking off our 2024 Kansas Notable Book Series with Red Rabbit, a spooky story from Alex Gretchen. We'll also hear from Brian Daldorf, whose book Words is a Powerful Thing won this year's Hefner Heights Award for Kansas Literary Nonfiction. That's on KPR Presents, 6 o'clock this evening on Kansas Public Radio. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning. Our high expected around 81 degrees. It's 72 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Trying to understand time is like trying to grasp air.
If you ask me what time is, I don't know how to answer, but I feel it.
And yet, it's the most fundamental element of the universe.
We don't know what the Big Bang was, but what we do know is that that is when time as we know it started to pass.
Coordinated universal time.
I'm Ann Strangehamps, and today on To the Best of Our Knowledge, cosmology and astrophysics offer an expansive, mysterious, and strangely comforting perspective on time, which might be just what we need, especially now. Time is the mother of the universe, and we swim inside her. That's awe-inspiring. Today, deep time, the cosmos, and us. First this.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Senator Joe Manchin is adding his name to the list of lawmakers who say President Biden should withdraw his bid for re-election. The former...
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. NPR News takes a look at the big issues that matter to you for the 2024 presidential election in a one-hour special We the Voters. Join us tomorrow evening on KPER2 as Steve Inskeep examines topics like healthcare, immigration, gun violence, and more. Join us for We the Voters tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock on all KPER2 stations. We've got a mix of cloudy skies, partly sunny skies in our forecast for this afternoon. Highs today near 81 degrees. It's 71 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
This is episode 3 of KPRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. There will be a full moon this evening, the perfect time for a story with witches, ghosts, and demons. I'm Kay McIntyre. This week on KPR Presents, I'm kicking off my 2024 Kansas Notable Book Series with Red Rabbit, a spooky story from Alex Grecian. We'll also hear from Brian Deldorf, whose book Words is a Powerful Thing won this year's Hefner Heights Award for Kansas Literary Nonfiction. Hope you'll join me for KPR Presents, 6 o'clock this evening on Kansas Public Radio.
We're talking about time, cosmology, and the universe this hour. And more thanks to go around. Deep Time is a special series produced with help from our friends at the Center for Humans and Nature and with generous support from the Calliopeia Foundation. You'll find more information and more Deep Time episodes on our website at ttbook.org/deeptime. To the Best of Our Knowledge is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio by Charles Monroe Kane, Shannon Henry Kleiber, Mark Rickers, and Angela Bautista. Our technical director and sound designer is Joe Hartke, with help from Sarah Hopeful. Additional music this week from Kai Engel, Sergei Cheremisinov, and Ketza. The executive producer of To the Best of Our Knowledge is Steve Paulson, and I'm Ann Strangchamps. From all of us, happy night walking and stargazing. Somewhere in the dark, we're out there right along with you.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got another hour of To the Best of Our Knowledge coming up, followed by NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
We're looking at a high near 81 degrees today. It's 75 in Lawrence, 76 in Topeka. This is KPR.
It's To the Best of Our Knowledge. I'm Ann Strange from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Find out what issues are important to voters in the upcoming election in an NPR news special, We the Voters, tomorrow on KPR2. We'll also hear new interviews examining the candidates' records and how voters' opinions have evolved over time. That's on We the Voters, tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock on all KPR2 stations. We've got a mix of cloudy skies, some partly sunny skies in our forecast. Highs today around 81 degrees, mostly sunny for tomorrow with highs in the low to upper 80s. It's 74 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
The Black Panther movies are the first superhero blockbusters with an African gun so magical they make a certain famous HBO series pale in comparison.
Now, you've been quoted as saying that you wanted to write an African Game of Thrones. And I don't know if that was just a throwaway line or if you were kind of serious about that.
If it's a throwaway line, it certainly hasn't died.
No, it hasn't.
I mean, I'm actually going to be talking to George R. R. Martin in a few weeks. He's probably going to ask me about that. So this is nothing like my book. The reason why I think I gravitated to Game of Thrones is in a very, very different way from what I'm doing. He's also telling really, really adult stories. George is telling really, really adult stories while refusing to let go of the world of make-believe. Here are people dealing with some really complex, complicated, sometimes intricately layered things, but they're still ghosts. And demons, monsters, people fly, and people shapeshift, and people just disappear.
A conversation with Marlon James after this. I'm Ann Strangechamps, and you're listening to the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio. PRX.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Speaking of shapeshifters, this weekend KPR presents, we're kicking off our 2024 Kansas Notable Book Series with Red Rabbit, a story from Alex Grecian with witches, ghosts, demons, and much more.
I set out to write a Western about a community ostracizing somebody because she was different. I gradually realized there were supernatural elements in this, and I embraced them.
We'll also hear from Brian Daldorf, whose book Words is a Powerful Thing won this year's Hefner Heights Award for Kansas Literary Nonfiction. That's on KPR Presents, 6 o'clock this evening on Kansas Public Radio.
PRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo and Love Your Zoo Giving Day. Next Wednesday, July 24th, the Topeka Zoo is committed to wildlife conservation from tiny toads to big cats. Details at topekazoo.org.
Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence, 76 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Thank you.